Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Cyber Monday Chickies deal. Chickies double bonus days. You get two $10 bonus cards for every $50 you spend on gift cards at Chickies and Pete's. Donovan McNabb will join us in moments. That call will be brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. 215-592-9494. Nolan Boston. You're on WIP. What's up, Noel?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Been a while. How you doing?
We're doing up, great, man? Noel.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, we got you.
Here we go.
Here I am.
Okay.
Okay, so bear with me here. So just a couple of quick points. And I wanted to start just by asking a question of Ike. No disrespect to you, Jack. And
I got it. Yeah, we get it. He played the game. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, actually, Noel. Hang on.
See you, Noel.
No. We got to talk to Donovan.
He also played the game.
Yeah, he also played the game.
Yeah.
So, Donovan, I'm going to be honest with you. I normally do this big intro for you, but we are so down today that me hitting that level feels disingenuous. So I want to tell you, you're a great player. You're a great guest. I have tremendous respect for you, but I cannot do that intro today because we're all too mad. We're just too mad.
No, we're past that. Good.
All right. So
you didn't have to keep doing it every week anyway.
I like topping myself. I thought I was having a lot of fun, but today doesn't feel like a fun day, you know? So
understandable.
So let me ask you this. You watched that game on Friday. Does mm-hmm. that look like a team that gave up against Chicago Bears? They got muscled on both sides of the football. Like, when you're watching them get beat like that at home against a team that they were a 7-point favorite against, is that something you think about, that they're sort of letting go of the rope?
No, not at all. What I'm seeing is a team that's totally confused and have no identity on both sides of the football. When I look at offensively, obviously, because we focus so much on it and, you know, all of the communication coming out, if it's social media-wise, if it's obviously the talk of the town for the week or, you know, whatever it may be, it just seems like the makeshift of offensive plays now have become, you know, to target more of A.J. Brown and not really running your offense. I've always said that the number one receiver that they have is Devontae Smith, and the splash player is A.J. Brown. And so if you can't run the football, your play-action game is null and void. So now we just revert to a drop-back game. And so we have no, I would say the quick game is, it just isn't there consistently. We're not running the screen game. Dallas Goedert is non-existent in our passing game. And if you're doing that and you're constantly trying to throw the ball outside, you become predictable. Mm-hmm. And so that's from an offensive standpoint. And that's not even talking about our offensive line just not being consistent and not being able to open up holes in the running game. Now, defensively, it's going to be a time where it came to a head, where teams find out where our weakness is, and our weakness is being able to stop the run. And we've got Jordan Davis and obviously Jalen Carter in the middle, but what do you do to neutralize Jalen Carter from being a dominant pass rusher? Now you put two sets of hands on him. You push him back 3-4 yards and now get to the linebacker. And if you have a good running game, now that puts pressure on our linebackers. And so now with that said, I mean, Caleb Williams didn't play well at all. All Ben Johnson decided to do was just run the football at him and get Caleb Williams outside the pocket. And so you got a young quarterback learning a new offense. And so the best thing to do versus a team that likes to pass rush is to get him outside the pocket, where now it's a dual threat. You got to either figure it out if you're going to drop back in coverage or you're going to stop him from running. And so, what I seen was from a football team that just trying to figure themselves out. And at this particular point of the season, you should not be trying to figure yourself out. You should be trying to hone in on your strength and getting ready to propel your game for the playoffs.
So that's kind of where I'm at. I'm, you know, for a while there, about a month ago, I still was under the belief and hope that they were working towards building that identity and establishing that, and eventually that would come and it would lead us into the playoffs. Now I'm at the point after this past Friday's game, I'm like, man, this is who we are. I don't know if it's going to change. Now I'm questioning, Fav, whether or not it's going to be good enough to actually do what we want to do to get into the postseason and make a long run. Because ultimately that's what this is going to boil down to, is what is going to be the end game for this team this year? How far can they go? And I'm not feeling it right. I'm not feeling it right now. And I was still hanging in there until Friday. Friday did something to me where it just shook my confidence as far as what we can ultimately be. So I say that to say, when you look at this team, do you feel like this is a Super Bowl contending team?
I say yes and no. I say yes because I think we have the same pieces that could get us to where we want to be. And you know how it goes. Like, all you need is a little bit of help here and there to be able to propel yourself into that position. So as of right now, the way they've been playing, and they can kind of make shift it so that now they get that bye week. And now we're talking about, what, two games that you have to win. And it hasn't been pretty, and it's been pretty much ugly from our standpoint, but they're still finding ways to win besides, obviously, the last 2 weeks. And so I think this is a Super Bowl team. Now, what does that look like if they do make it? You know, will somebody have to pull a rabbit out of the hat or all of a sudden put their Superman cape on for us to win? I believe so, yes. Because there's no consistency with our football team, to be honest with you. There's no consistency. And so I look across the league, and teams are now starting to move forward. And that being a lot of the NFC teams, where the NFC teams, it's going to be tough. You know, getting into the playoffs and playing well. I mean, the Rams hit a little bump in the road against Carolina this past weekend, but they didn't play terrible.
No.
You know,
I still put up 28 points.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they threw two picks. Stafford threw two picks.
Right.
He also completed about over almost 70% of his balls and had two touchdowns. So I just think for where the NFC is at this particular point, we find ourselves way behind teams like Seattle and, you know, the Rams and, you know, some of the NFC West teams and some of the NFC South teams. I mean, like, come on now. What are we really doing offensively? Because it's embarrassing.
So, Donovan, I just want to dig in a little more on the identity thing, because I think we all agree with you. The question I would have is, and this is sort of related to what Ike said, is that if the offensive line isn't able to get push and run the ball, and we know the quarterback has never thrown the ball well over the middle, those quick hitter things, he just has never done that.
Right.
Are you saying that there is an answer for their identity or their performance this year? It's just they're never going to get there. Like, I'm sort of at the point where if you don't do anything particularly well, I don't know what your identity can be. And the identity under this head coach has always been run the ball well. So is there an answer there, or are they just sort of stuck with this the rest of the year?
You know what? I would love to say that there's an answer there, but we're kind of late in the year to be trying to find answers.
Right.
Because at this particular point, I think they've overly exerted answers, where now it became from a guy who was complaining, talking about our offense, we putting Band-Aids over over the problems. He hasn't said anything since he's been getting the ball. And so, I mean, did we pull the Band-Aid off? Is he pleased? What was it about the offense, or was it about more about the individual? Like, and so my thing is, I've always said that what we have, and I know that our offensive line isn't the same as last year, but we've still got somewhat of the same pieces besides Lane being hurt. I believe that it's about more of our running attack attempts and being able to utilize the middle of the football field. Now, we don't attack the middle of the football field the way we're supposed to when teams are playing us two-man with two high safeties, and they're not really playing a single high safety man. They're playing two high safeties. So in two high safeties, that means a middle linebacker or an outside linebacker is covering your tight end or your slot if they happen to bring a nickel in. And then who's covering your running back? Like, there's ways of being able to utilize the weapons that you have with running crossing routes and running dig routes and running dagger routes, not just comeback, stops on the outside, slant and go, out and up. Like, we got to be able to utilize the middle of the football field, and that's when your tight ends and your running backs have to play a major part in your passing game.
How do you think Jalen is playing?
I think he's playing. I mean, I have a high bar just like he has a high bar. I would think he's probably playing above average. I mean, he's not turning the football over like that. That which is a positive thing. He's keeping.
Well,
keeping
until Friday. Friday he did twice.
Well, I mean, if you look at him statistically overall.
Yes. Yep.
But it's not an attack downfield, and everything seems to be 12 or 15 and under. And so there's no explosive plays. And I'm gonna tell you this, to be honest with you. I know everybody's coming down on Kevin Pastua. Listen, it's easy to point the finger at the offensive coordinator, the play call. But I think it's a little bit more than just the plays that he's not calling. I think some of the plays that he wants to call, he can't call it with this group.
Well, why do you think that is?
Trust it. And I don't think he fully trusted with this group that we have.
So,
I mean, you see it the same way?
No, listen. It's hard for me to tell which is which. Like, I'm with you there. Is it he can't call a full offense because
right. He
doesn't necessarily trust the personnel, or is the personnel not executing the offense that he's calling?
I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest with you, because think about this. In the first four games last year, we almost had this same feeling about Kellen Moore. And I said, he needs to figure out an identity. Are you going to be a run-first football team and play action, or are you going to throw first and then run? Because his resume says that he's more of a pass-first kind of play caller.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came to Philadelphia, it just so happens that he had Saquon fall in his lap, an offensive line that didn't battle as much injury. And so now, when you bring in a Saquon, that wasn't something overall, I think, is in the building that decision was made. I think that was more of a Howie deal. He went out and got him, and now it's like, what are we going to do with him with what we already have? Yeah. You know, because Miles Sanders was a 1,000-yard rusher. Swift was a 1,000-yard rusher, but we let them both go.
Yeah.
So is it going to be business as usual, or now do we change this offense to cater around Saquon? Because Saquon isn't just, you know, just another name. That's a big name.
Mm-hmm.
Former first round pick, early pick, first running back taken so high in a long time, and now you got to utilize it. So we shifted it after, I think, week four, week five. I don't think Kevin could do that because we can't block. We ain't open up holes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Donovan. I'm sorry.
You know.
I'm sorry. Dramatic pause.
No, I mean, y'all got me fired up now.
Fired up, man. Fired up, man.
Well,
because
you know
everybody's upset in Philly. And,
yes.
And they listen to what we say on the show. They try to act like they don't like to hear what I say, but they listen every week. And I appreciate them listening because I'm just trying to tell you what everybody's thinking, but I'm going to be the one to say it.
Yep, say it with your chest.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Be real.
And happy belated birthday, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, brother. You know,
wait a minute. Is it the big 5-0?
But you know,
no, not
you don't
yet.
Never say when it's my birthday. But okay. I ain't going to say that.
Okay. Not yet? What is he? It has to be 4-9. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Would you say that nobody in the organization didn't put out a tweet? Up,
but you know, it's okay.
Are you crazy? I ain't wishing him a happy birthday last week.
Unreal. I'm unfollowing him. I am unfollowing him on all social media platforms.
All right. Probably everybody has, but that's okay. Yeah.
All right, Donovan. Thank you again, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, broski.
Hey, everybody, just stay keep yourself on the bridge. Don't jump. It's okay. It's so clean up.
If we jump off the bridge, we can't complain. There's no jumping. Don't worry about it.
Well, right. You won't be able to see what the end effect is either. So,
yeah. You know. All right, Donovan.
All right, bro.
All right.
Yes, sir.
There he is, Donovan McNabb.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So here is, we were mentioning that Nick was asked about the play caller thing during his press conference. Here is the tail end of his answer, because it was a follow-up question. Here is the tail end of his answer. He was answering Ruben Frank, and then there's a follow-up.
We got to call it better. It's every area that we need to improve on. That's why we always say we look internally through all these things. And like I said to you guys, like, if all that's not gelling, that to me, that's on me first. And it's my job to do whatever I need to do to help get it fixed. And that's what we're working on right now.
So just to clarify, Nick, Kevin still is the play caller?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. There was less of a pause when I heard
it. Yeah, but it was still... It sounded downtrodden.
It wasn't emphatic.
No, I think there was a change.
You think there was a change?
Yeah, I do.
There was no change,
dude.
I don't think so.
He's hiding something. I'm on to Nick. He's hiding something.
That's his guy.
Yeah.
Well, who did change to?
Maybe it's him. Maybe it's Scott Loeffler. Whatever the heck his name is.
Loeffler, I think.
Whatever.
Right?
The Bowling Green coach. Our new hero.
See, I'll keep saying, I don't know if Kevin Petrullo is a good offensive coordinator. I have no idea. What I do know is I can look at this and say to myself, what the hell is anyone else going to do? Especially of the people in the building. So you talk about Nick being the play caller. Well, Nick is probably more intently involved in the offense this year than he has been.
For sure.
For years.
Yeah, for sure.
For years. Because,
well, he was basically shut out last year.
Yeah, because it's Petrullo's his guy.
Yep.
So we know Nick doing it. I just – and the quarterback's coach, who the hell knows? And they're not going to bring on somebody externally. So I just say to myself, the offensive line can't block. Saquon is or isn't the same guy he was. The quarterback doesn't want to run and won't throw the ball over the middle of the field with quick hits. So I don't know. I know people just want blood, right? This is bad. You got to fire somebody. But if you're Nick Sirianni and you're the Eagles organization and you believe in Kevin Petrullo and his future, if you cut his legs out from him this year, his future with the organization is probably moot. Like, I don't know that you can take play calling away from him and then make him offensive coordinator and the play caller again next year after what has happened, because there will be blood in the water. If Nick Sirianni genuinely believes, and he is able to make the case to Howie that genuinely this is not a Petrullo issue, than just changing for the sake of changing for a guy that you probably don't want to fire and a guy that you probably believe in does more harm than good.
Yeah, which is why he's not going to do that. You know, that's his hand-picked guy. And, you know, for better or worse, they're going to ride it out this year. Listen, depending on how this thing ends and they reassess the situation, I think it's more of a change from up top, meaning that it's a demand or a command from up top than it is Nick saying, I'm getting rid of my guy.
I think
now
so
he may be told that's what he has to do.
Sure.
But that I think that comes from up top. Well, I think Nick is a loyal guy. Again, this is his handpicked guy for better or worse. You ride it out with him this year, and they know if it's truly him that the issue or it's the signal caller, which is sure. The quarterback is the signal caller. So is it if it's him and they believe that they can run the offense, he's having problems running the offense, then bringing in another coordinator doesn't change anything.
To anyone who is talking about the simplicity of the offense, nobody ever asked the question. All these national guys, the Achos, the Orlovskis, no one ever asked the question, why? Why is the offense so simple? To me, there's three possible answers to that question.
Mm-hmm.
Answer one, Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni believe that the offense should always be as simple as it is now. That's mm-hmm. option one. Mm-hmm. They think you should just run hitch routes. They don't think you should throw over the middle of the field. That's option one. Option two is Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni are idiots. They're idiots. They've both been offensive coaches in the NFL for years and years with great quarterbacks. Nick Sirianni was a wide receiver himself. But these are guys that just don't know that those other routes exist and refuse to call them. Or option three, they are limited by the personnel that they have. And all I would ask you to do, again, not a full-throated defense of Petullo, just reality. There was a very simple offense last year. There was a very simple offense the year before. And we go back to the Steichen era. Oh, and the other thing I would add is you have an offensive line that can't get pushed, a quarterback that won't throw over the middle, and we've heard from Jaws several times that Jalen does not like pre-snap motion, likes his guys to be where they are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Jaws is saying that just because Jaws thinks that. My mm-hmm. gut would be that Jaws probably knows that that's yeah. what he likes. And
That's not uncommon for all quarterbacks.
No. Yeah, that's what he said.
Uncommon.
He said
yeah.
Peyton Manning likes it that way too.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things that people are asking for.
Yeah.
We're back to asking for pre-snap motion, and we're asked. So,
and we, but we're asking for it because we don't see it.
Because we don't see it.
We don't even know what pre-snap motion does.
What it does, right.
yeah.
Like what moving AJ from one side to the other. So I could imagine looking mm-hmm. at the tape, if you are not a Philadelphia person and haven't watched the team year after year and said, wow, this is really simple. Why are they doing this stuff over and over and over again?
Yeah.
And my answer to you would be, ask the next question. Why? And I believe that the why is that is what the quarterback is most comfortable
yeah.
doing. And that's what they're trying to do. And even given all that, there were wide receivers running open mm-hmm. on Friday that he didn't throw the ball to. So when you get to the Petullo thing, if you just want a pound of flesh, that's fine. But if they believe in Petullo, I think it's very dangerous to take your pound of flesh out of somebody whose fault it might not be.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that is leaning more towards frustration with schemes, play design, that sort of thing. For me, my biggest issue with the offense and the play calling this year has been the play calling at times. The rhythm of the offense, the complementary play calls that I want to see, a play that leads to another play, giving me a formation that looks one way and then coming back with the same formation but running something different off of that. I think there's a time, and he's a new play caller, so I can't 100% expect him to be a flawless play caller, in-game play caller, in his first year of being able to do it. But there has been times, not prevalent, but there's been times where I'm more or less like, well, why do we call that play right there? Why do we call that play? So I have less of an issue with the design because I'm under the same belief that this is what the quarterback is comfortable with. So he has more to do with the play design part of it. Is this what they're running? But the rhythm of the play calls, I think sometimes is choppy and doesn't really have a rhyme and reason to them.
And that's fair. But I would also say that the penalties come at horrible times.
Yep.
And when you,
well, that's the third part of it.
That is the third part.
But we're undisciplined as an offense.
And does that go back to the coaches? Ultimately, it does.
Sure.
Because if they are well disciplined, then they would get credit for it. But it's still a reality. And then the other thing is that they put themselves, because of the penalties and the inability to rush in early downs, in bad situations.
Yep.
They're in third and sevens and third and eights and those, that sort of stuff, where the rhythm, I think, to an extent, and I agree that it's probably an issue, but the rhythm is thrown off by the fact that you can't go bing, 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 and have successful play after successful play when those things are happening.
I'm going to throw this in there as well, because trying to appease a player has also contributed to that.
Yes.
I'm not going to leave that out.
Yeah.
They went through a phase this year where they went four or five games going away from what they did one half to make AJ happy, throwing him the football. So that's part of the offense sort of dynamic as well.
Yeah. I wonder what goes into making that decision. Like, do they say to themselves, we have to decide who's most important to us and we don't want to lose this guy? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of the team staying together, there were a couple of comments after the game that didn't sound great from Saquon and AJ. We will listen to those.
Okay.
It is a let it out Monday. Whatever you're pissed off about, we're here for you. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and, of course, Fritz.
Hey, let's talk about my friends at March Jewelers. The holidays are almost here, and that means engagement season. That's right. At March Jewelers, they've seen it all. Nervous proposals, happy tears. I'm talking lifelong memories. That's why the team at March Jewelers, they love what they do. At March, every piece of jewelry they sell becomes part of someone's story. Celebrating real people and real love is what makes March. Nope, is what March is all about. Now, I've almost read that incorrectly. Visit March Jewelers today at their Mount Laurel, New Jersey, or Montgomeryville, PA location, or you can check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.